The story speaks through the word, and it echoes in our hearts, our minds, our spirits in such a time as this. As we come from different places of expectation and emotion, as we come to this night to be reminded of the power of Christ come to earth. It is a season of expectation, and we watch and wait. We hear those words. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Scripture tells us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so we ask ourselves, what may we treasure in these moments? As we stand aside from the whirl of our worlds and our lives, as we come to worship God, as we bring the world and the whirl of our lives into our worship with God. All these words, so many words these days, so many words that we yearn for. Silent night, holy night. We yearn for this ancient story to hear it anew in a new way, to see it anew in a new way. In such a place as this, where Mary and the baby was born on Thanksgiving Day. In such a church as this, where we await the news of one of our mothers whose due date is today, in such a world as this, as the littlest angel, which I'm sure you did not miss, was part of Mary last year. This ancient story comes alive in and through the people, and I think that's why we do this living nativity every year, as shepherds grow and angels grow and mothers grow in this place. God come to earth with glory, with fear, in terror. The whole mix of emotions is there. A child born to save the world. A community gathered of unlikelies. The lowliest of the low, the shepherds were the ones who saw the baby first, who told the news, and people listened. Mary pondered. She reflected. She considered carefully. She meditated. And we too are called to ponder this story. She pondered it in her heart. And we ponder it in our heart, so that the story itself might become a heartbeat, a rhythm that guides our very lives and our very days. Pondering them in our heart. So let us be about this kind of heart treasuring, not just this night, but in this season. This kind of heart treasuring in such a way that peace, hope, joy, and love may abound not only in this community, but spill out into the world, in and through Christ, who came to earth that we might know life eternal. Amen.